Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune. You're listening to the First Thing podcast. It's a weekday podcast that touches on our top stories of the day. You can listen to past episodes and other podcasts done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts. You can also listen to them on your mobile device using SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher. Anyway, here's some news for you. It's Monday, January 29th, 2018. This is from The Weekend. A 65-year-old Gold Hill woman was found dead Friday when Oregon State Police discovered her submerged car in the Rogue River. Melinda Flux's 1998 Subaru Legacy was near the 4400 block of Rogue River Highway when it was spotted by a patrol boat. On Friday, OSP responded to a report of a vandalized mailbox. A trooper noticed fresh skid marks and other evidence to suggest a vehicle had struck the mailbox and then went down the embankment into the river. There was no visible vehicle in the river at the time, and the Jackson County Sheriff's Office responded with a marine patrol boat. They located a submerged vehicle approximately a quarter mile downstream. They also determined Fluck was dead inside the vehicle. Because it was getting dark, the OSP returned Saturday morning to retrieve the Subaru from the river. OSP also had a trooper stay on the scene through the night. The OSP's preliminary investigation indicates Fluck was traveling southbound on Rogue River Highway when she may have drifted to the east shoulder, overcorrected, and then crossed both lanes before going over the embankment into the river. This is also from The Weekend. A 39-year-old man is dead, and another man faces murder charges following an early Saturday morning shooting at an East Medford apartment. Cody James Templeton, 23, is charged with murdering Thomas Allen Peterson inside a unit at 800 Ellendale Drive. Police list Templeton's address in the same block as the shooting and say that Peterson had been staying at the apartment. Peterson initially survived the gunshot to the head, and three witnesses inside the residence spoke with investigators on scene, according to releases issued by Medford Police. Peterson succumbed to his injuries Saturday afternoon at a Medford hospital after spending much of the day in critical condition. Minutes after receiving two 911 calls at 1:37 a.m. Saturday, Medford police were at the scene, according to the release. Detectives are still piecing together what led up to the shooting, along with the interviewed witnesses. Police said three other potential witnesses fled the scene. At about 10 a.m. the next day, police executed a search warrant on the property, where detectives found evidence of drug activity inside. Detectives' findings have been forwarded to the Jackson County District Attorney's Office. Templeton is being held in the Jackson County Jail without bail on the felony murder charge, along with original charges of attempted murder and first-degree assault. And last up, claims against the Ashland Parks and Recreation Commission, the park's director, and a member of the Ad Hoc Senior Center Committee have been filed with different state departments, according to records obtained by the Ashland Daily Tidings. The commission, along with Parks Director Michael Black, face an allegation of age discrimination, according to a complaint filed with the Bureau of Labor and Industries. The allegation, obtained by the Tidings through a public records request, has also been forwarded to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The Oregon Ethics Commission confirmed to the Tidings that an ethics complaint was filed against Senior Center Ad Hoc Committee member Laura O'Brien. The Ethics Commission representative declined to release further information about the case, saying the documents are confidential during the preliminary investigation process. Filing of the charges comes as the Parks Commission is in the midst of reorganizing its senior program, an effort that has been criticized by many community members and Senior Center patrons, since the center's manager, Chris Dodson, was notified in August she should not return to work and her position would be terminated October 1st. A group called Ashland Support Our Seniors has since launched a recall effort of three commissioners. Dodson sent a tort claim notice to the city in January, alleging wrongful dismissal. Well, that's it for today. You can check out full versions of these stories at our website at mailtribune.com. You can also follow us on multiple social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a good day.